Hey y'all, it's your girl Geneva Jewel, and welcome to the She's Equipped podcast on Anchor FM. This is the place for women who are looking for good conversations and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. Today, my special guest is Tanera Willis. She is the co-author of the amazing Wethead's First Adventure, The Jewelry Store Heist, which is a children's book that she wrote with her son, Che. She has been married for 14 years, and she serves her community well. Hey, Tanera, and welcome to She's Equipped on Anchor FM. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Geneva. I am doing great, and I'm happy to be here.
Good. I'm so excited to have you. Before we started, y'all, I let Tanera know that she is episode number 2 on the She's Equipped podcast, and I was just excited to have her. Tanera and I serve on a ministry board together at our church, and she's just always so full of life, a beacon of light for me. So that's what I will share about Tanera, but I'm gonna let Tanera give you a bit more of her story, and then she is going to talk to us about the amazing Wethead, and then the blog and the business that she is starting in reference to her her book and her son's blog.
All right, well, good morning, everybody. Like Geneva said, I am Tanera. Her and I met through church, and she has just been very positive and welcoming and loving. So I'm excited to be in relationship with Geneva. Like Geneva shared, my son and I created a book called The Amazing Wethead First Adventure. We started this approximately about 2 years ago and published it this year in February 2019. So we're super excited about it. In large part, my son wrote the book. He is his vision, is his character. All of the details and characteristics of the superhero come from him. The most important part is we just want to encourage everyday ordinary kids and families just to be amazing. To learn a little bit about myself, 41, I'm married to an amazing husband. We will be celebrating 15 years this year. I am a registered nurse by trade. And being an author is something I've always envisioned. My vision didn't start as a children's book. My vision was started to be about, I wanted to write about my history and some of my challenges and just support some other people who may have had similar challenges. Did I answer all of your questions or all your talking points, Geneva?
With the amazing Wethead, so you want to encourage children to be more amazing. For the 2 year time frame, because you mentioned that it took you guys about 2 years, was that from like start to finish? Was it like idea and implementation that was like the whole process? Just in case, you know, there are some moms out here who want to write a children's book, you know, with their child. Was that from start to finish?
Good question. So honestly, it wasn't from start to finish. I mean, it was from start to finish. And it included a lot of procrastination. So it started off as a spontaneous idea.
Okay.
He swims. So it was coming from swim class, and I was helping him wash his hair while he was in the shower. And I'm super busy all the time. So when I'm with him, I'm engaging him and making our quality time. Really quality, since we don't always have quantity. So I started to engage him and ask him questions like, hey, Che, if you were a superhero, what would your powers be? And what would your name be? And what would you look like? And what are some things that you do? And he got so imaginative and creative and excited about the story and so detailed. I was like, we should write some of this stuff down.
Yeah.
So, you know, he went on and shared more. So I'm like, I had to slow him down. So we jumped out the shower. I grabbed this old composition book he had in his room, which was just what was on hand, and I asked him some of the stuff again, and then I asked him more questions to elaborate on the story, and it really blossomed and grew, and I just was so excited about how excited he was and so how easy his creative thinking flowed. So I said, we should write a book. So honestly, after that first initial moment, we were very slow with making sure we had all the parts of the story and it progressed well and it had a flow, a beginning, an end, a middle, a plot, things like that. So like we would work on it here and there and then stop for a while. And then finally, I would say in June of 2019, my mother-in-law gave me a book that was written by another young Black African-American male. Was Che's age. I think he was 8. And he actually lived in our area, and the book was awesome. And I said, you know what? If he can do it, we can do it. It helped me take my limitations off. It helped me stop procrastinating. So I would say from June of 2019 until December 26th was when we made sure we did everything, the editing, the illustrations, the contacting someone to help us publish and print, and then finally have it published on February. February 6th, I believe, was our original published date.
Published date. Okay, that's good. You said a ton of good things. So for his beloved, when I wrote his beloved, I think it was about 4 years ago, there was a lot of procrastination on my part because I would start and stop and start and stop and start and stop. So what would you say, you mentioned that you stopped limiting yourself after your mother-in-law had gave you the book by the other young author. What would you say was one of the keys, like one thing you could say for women, because you know how we compare ourselves to what somebody else is doing. What in that book stopped you from limiting yourself? Like, what was the thought that came to your mind? Like, I know you said, if they could do it, so can I. But what did you do to keep on task with you and Shay?
I like that question, and I like some of the words you use, like compare. So I never considered myself of someone who compares, but I always was using that when people model desired behaviors or show me examples. Even like when I was younger, seeing other people get married at early age or establish their careers or reach goals or become millionaires or billionaires. I always look at those people like, if they can do it, so can I.
Okay.
And I know that God is not a respecter of persons, and I'm my only limitation. So just seeing that, it helped me say, okay, Samira, you're the one holding this up. You're the one not getting this done. I had support of my husband. I had Che and his creative ideas, so I just had to stay on pace, and I would just, I finally wrote everything down of what I wanted, the vision, what I needed. I started to do research and connect with people who have done it before, and I just kept setting goals for myself, and I didn't always meet my deadlines, but I wouldn't be too far from it. But I do say writing it down and setting a deadline date for myself helped me stay on task and get it done.
Okay. Good. So we're going to take a quick break. I definitely love what you said about you didn't compare yourself to others, but you modeled their desired behaviors, and it was not a comparison thing. So we're going to leave you ladies with that for 1 second, and then we're going to stop and take a quick commercial break. So we'll be right back. Hey, everyone. And welcome back to the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel on Anchor FM. This is still the place for women who are looking for good conversations and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our wealth. So today we've been talking with our special guest, Tanira. She's the co-author of the amazing Wethead's first adventure, The Jewelry Store Heist, which is a children's book that she wrote with her son, Che. But she is also an equipped woman who was sharing with us how she does not compare herself to others, but she models desired behaviors that she sees in their lives, and it's not a comparison thing. So I wanted to ask Tanira, what was something that you would say that makes you you? For me, when you just dropped that gem on us about just modeling others' desired behaviors and not comparing yourself to them, I guess my question would be, how did you get to that point? Like, have you always been that way? Like, you, to me, because I know you, you seem like a woman who is very confident in herself, very sure. So have you always been like that, or did something happen to get you there?
I would say in some part I've largely always been like that. I think it definitely started from childhood of having a family who was very encouraging, supportive, and nurturing, from my father to my grandparents. You know, they were always, I was always like, I guess, innately like good in school and great behavior and things like that. So I think having those personality traits, they were always encouraging, supportive, and they always believed in me. So in turn, it kind of snowballed into me always believing in me and being able to, you know, continue my goals. But I've always seen someone and said, that's great. What are they doing to get that? And, you know, not always wanting exactly what they have, but if I want a part of it or a piece of it, or even just saying, okay, they have A, I want B. How did they get A? Is there anything in that story or in their path or in what they're doing that can help me get to my B? You know? So I can say that's for example. I remember being a medical assistant in my early 20s and knowing that that wasn't my end of my career. And I wanted to be a registered nurse and I wanted to be married. I didn't want to wait till I was 30 or 40. And I thought of different people who had that. And I'm like, well, how come I don't have that? So I think one of the transformational moments was me kind of stop dating drug dealers, which was one, which was me getting in my own way. Mm-hmm. I remember distinctly, and I'm sorry if this is getting off topic, but one of my drug dealer boyfriends said to me, why didn't you tell me to stop? He was looking for an out in me where he should have been a driver for himself. But it made me say, why do I keep doing this, knowing I had all these goals and aspirations, but I'm still dating people that are not on my same path. So literally, shortly after that conversation, I stopped dating drug dealers. I started to focus on my goals. And I just was focused on me. And I think that was one of my transformational moments. And also what made me desire my own desire behaviors. Like if I knew I wanted certain things, why am I doing things that are contradictory to it?
Okay. And I love it. So I can relate. So mine, I don't want to say that. So I there was this song. Do you know who Slim Thug is?
Yes.
It was a song called She Want a Hood Nigga. that was like one of my favorite songs. And I can remember, you know, I used to party a lot, but I didn't party until I was like 23 and up. So prior to that, like 18, 19, I was in the house. You know, I was like really quiet girl. And then once I started going out, like I will always say, why do I keep meeting the wrong men? Or why am I doing this? And why is this happening to me? And it took me a while to realize that I didn't have to. I was picking men who wanted me, like you just said, that the young man should have been the driver for himself. I was picking men who needed me to mother them, and that should not have been where I was. So my young women, because this is, you know, we're looking to encourage women, to the women who are out here and they're dating and they're like, you know, why is it that I keep picking the wrong one? Or, you know, what would you tell them that you needed at that moment? Like when you realize he should have been a driver for himself and not you, like what advice could you give them to stop doing the same thing and expecting different results?
I think it's a simple thing, but a profound thing is what I said a little earlier is getting out of your own way. Mm-hmm. Because we sometimes create our own, not sometimes, we create our own stories. Mm-hmm. So if we are writing it wrong and it's not going to give you the story ending that you're looking for, we have to start to rewrite that. So, you know, change the ink, change the pages. So like, it's funny you talked about, you know, songs. I remember being, like you said, in that early 20s and partying and being with my cousin, and she used to get so hyped with Destiny Child's Independent Women. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like it. And I didn't think I should be an independent woman, but I didn't want to do this thing called life alone. I wanted to do it with a partner. Mm-hmm. I hated taking the trash out and shoveling the snow and getting my car. Because, you know, I know there are cliche male roles, but I wanted a partner to do those things with and other larger things in life. So I like, you know, Fabulous song. He says, you know, you're a movement by yourself, but we're a force when we're together. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to be a force with a partner and do this thing called life with someone, with a partner.
Good. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. So when we come back, ladies, we're going to take another quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we are going to talk about what Tanera has going on next. She let me know that she has a memoir that she's working on, so we would love to hear about that. And then we will end the show today with one of my favorite questions that I will ask her. So we'll be back in a couple minutes. Great. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel on Anchor FM. This continues to be the place for women looking for good conversations and lessons from other equipped women who want to help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. So Tanera and I were just talking before the break, and one of her key points that I love was that she stated for herself that sometimes, and for women, we have to get out of our own way and we just need to rewrite our story or change the ink or change the pages. So for me, that would definitely be something that I would have loved to hear when I was in my 20s. And Tanera, I would like if you can let us know about the memoir that you're working on. How's that going for you?
The memoir is going, I'm picking up the pace on it. It's a similar story about the children's book I started a year ago. It's about my journey to being a mother. It talks about my challenges with infertility and some of the contributory factors and my journey to motherhood. So my son is 9 years old, so that goes to tell you how long I've been working on it. I started writing it in journals originally, then I started typing it on my computer, and then I just put it away. But during this social distancing period, I know I was like, this is the time to get this done and get this completed. It is on my vision board to get it done and to get it published. And the one important thing I want people to know about this memoir, it's going to largely tell my story and my journey, but it also is going to share the journey of other women and their journey to motherhood. And just, I wanted to emphasize that mothering, it occurs in different ways. It's not the traditional way, natural birth. It's not always fertility is the answer. Sometimes we go through adoption, we go through fostering, we go through just supporting people outside of your home, other children, mentoring, things like that. So motherhood is not always what we always expect it to be or want it to be, but we can all have that journey of mothering and loving children and being a part of their upbringing.
Yes. I think that's absolutely great. I think as women too, I always had my own idea of when I thought I was going to have all my kids before I was 30, which obviously didn't happen because I'm 36 now and pregnant with baby number 4. So it is a journey, and I would love to, like when you're getting close to being done or when you get ready to launch, I would love to have you back on so we could just talk about it, you know, and promote it, because I think too, as women, sometimes we don't share enough, or we're not as transparent as we should be. And then a lot of times we think that we're in things alone. So, mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been through this, or, you know, I can't believe somebody else is, you know, going through this and they didn't share. And I think that was one of the reasons why I wrote His Beloved, because I want to share what I had been through so that women could know that they could get out of the same thing, or, you know, live through.
That is part of why I want to run it, because initially you carry this shame, you carry this guilt, you carry this self-pity for anyone who's been in similar circumstances like myself. But then you learn that, you know, infertility issues is such a big issue among women, and especially even in the African-American community, we don't usually talk about that type of thing. So I do think it's important to share, because it helps support people, help people get through, and we can just be resources for one another.
For one another. Yes. And that's very true. When I had two miscarriages, and then I had a chemical pregnancy. And before then, I didn't even think a miscarriage was in my future. Like, cause I had my other two children, I didn't have any issues. And when it happened, it was a very eye-opening experience. And then it made me see how other people felt. And shame came because I was like, why can't I carry these babies? But it's not that, like, it's deeper than why can't I carry the baby? It's a miracle. You know what I mean? Like, you don't think of it like that when you have what I say, quote unquote, normal birth, but it is a miracle, the whole process. So
yeah, them. And some people have issues that are organic that they have nothing to that contributed to it. So that's something people have to release themselves from sometimes. And sometimes we do contribute to our infertility issues by not being aware and educated or responsible about our reproductive health. So I'm hoping to include a little bit of resources in that memoir as well as for as in addition to stories.
Yes. And I, ladies, if you are listening, I hope that too, you take advantage of your physical wellness. So I know we try to look good on the outside, but in the inside too is very important as nurses. So I'm a nurse as well. And for the African-American community, whether it's the way we eat or what everybody else has done, we are affected because I am a kidney nurse or dialysis nurse. A lot of us are affected by high blood pressure and diabetes, and those are two things that will cause your kidneys to fail, the top two, and we just, you know, walk around like it's okay without being educated. So we'll definitely be able to talk about these health issues more in the future. Now, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you the one last question, and then we will get into the website and social media platforms, but I want to ask you, out of all the things that, you know, you have your hands in, you know, I know you're a woman of purpose, you are an equipped woman. What area would you say is your most important area to focus on? Like, what area would you like to see yourself either equipped in the most, or which area is your most focused area for you to be equipped in?
And that's an awesome question, and it definitely allows me to reflect and also remind me. And I feel like we need reminders in those areas so we can continue. And I would say definitely being consistent in my faith and in my goals and in my journey when I'm faced with challenges and difficulties. I am a woman, Geneva said earlier, who's very confident and full of life, but sometimes challenges and distractions kind of like shake my foundation, and unfortunately sometimes more than I would say they would. That would be my thing. I want to definitely be consistent in my faith when those things happen, because I don't want to waver, I don't want to get distracted, I don't want to take off my game, I don't want to lose my boldness, my confidence, and who I am in them. And every now and then that happens, I just get totally like the rug get pulled from underneath me, and I get weepy and weak and scared, and I don't like that. And it and also sometimes affects me mentally, because I am so strong and confident and focused and driven. Like it throws me off when certain things affect me more than I think they should. Usually things affect me like everyone else, but I'm really a good person who can shake things off, keep it moving and keep it going. Don't get, you know, riddled by worry. But every now and then something really rattles my feathers more than I like. And then once it gets to me, it takes a while for it to get off of me. So I want less of that. We're going to always have challenges throughout our lives. I want to stay consistent in them and be immovable in my faith and in my walk. That way I can conquer them faster, if that makes sense.
No, that makes great sense. And I think I'll add to that, ladies. That is one of the areas for me. I'm always trying to juggle so much. So before I was married, like being a single mom, I'm so used to doing everything in my own strength. And in my quiet time, when I'm in a secret place, the Lord consistently reminds me that when I am weak, He is shown strong on my behalf. I think it's might be Philippians, but don't quote me. Y'all got to look that one up. But I think that, you know, that is one of the scriptures that I use, because I don't always want to be, you know, emotionally unstable. I would like to be immovable, you know, in my faith. But sometimes, ladies, it happens, you know, from the strongest woman that you see, don't think that they don't have moments where they don't feel weak. Because, you know, unless you're a robot, you're going to have something that's going to come to you and, you know, pull the rug from out underneath you. Like, there are things that we just have to work through, and you do it daily. I have to tell myself every day, you know, calm down or don't do this. I have to try to find balance in everything. And I think balance can be attained. It's just, how do you do it? So some days I don't work on my business. Some days, you know, I spend all the time with the kids. Like, I just have to try and find balance. Do I do it every day well? Probably not, but I do try at least to make an attempt to do that. So I am glad that we were able to talk with each other today, Tanera. And if you can you please give us your website, your social media platforms, and your email address, or however you would like for the women to contact you to purchase your book or to just even follow your blog.
Awesome. Thank you, Geneva. Again, everybody, Tanera here. I am the co-author of The Amazing Wethead's First Adventure, The Jewelry Store Heist. I co-wrote this book with my son. He's now not 8 years old. His name is Che Willis Jr. And you can reach us by checking out our website at www.theamazingwethead.com. Check it out. There's a lot of cool and fun and amazing things there. And we do have a blog there that we try to post weekly and sometimes have guest bloggers. So email us at amazingwethead@gmail.com to be a part of that mailing list. And definitely check us out regularly on Facebook, The Amazing Wethead, and on Instagram, the_AmazingWethead.
All right. So thank you again, ladies. I'm going to repeat it one more time. She said the website is www.theamazingwethead.com. I want to thank you all for listening to today's She's Equipped podcast on Anchor FM, where each week I introduce you to a woman who is equipped in her own wisdom and shares her gems with you. Please do not forget to purchase a copy of Tanera's book, The Amazing Wethead's First Adventure, The Jewelry Store Heist, and of course my book, His Beloved, where you can renew, transform, and prosper at GenevaJewel.com. If you would like to be a guest on the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel, please send me an email to She'sEquippedPodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow me on Facebook and Instagram, as well as my blog, GenevaJewel.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast link with your circle of family and friends. So until next time, remember to walk in your wisdom, own your worth, and create your own table. This is your girl, Geneva Jewel, and I will see you next week. Good Monday morning, y'all. It's your girl, Geneva Jewel, and I am here with this week's I Am Statements. Today is Monday, May the 18th, and we are going to say the declarations from last week, also along with 10 new declarations for this week. So let's get started. I am expecting a miracle week. I am a woman of courage. I am a woman of wisdom. I am a woman of peace. I am living in Jaira. I am following the path that is destined for me. I am living with no fear. I am finishing every task I start. I am a woman of balance. I am a woman with an abundant future. I am a woman of prayer. I am content. I am walking in my purpose. I am a kingdom builder. I am the head and not the tail. I am a woman of faith. I am consistent with my thoughts. I am loving myself for who I was created to be. I am abundantly blessed. I am a blessing to others. I am a light wherever I go. I am a woman who knows her worth. I am a woman with kingdom friendships. I am a woman who always speaks life, and I am a woman who will not go back to her past. So ladies, I just want to encourage you this week to not to put too much on yourselves. I think that as we grow and learn more about ourselves and we become more content with who we are in Christ, it allows us to be comfortable with what we have in certain moments so that we're not looking to be like someone else. So that's my thought. That's my my focus for the week, is to make sure that I am content with what I am supposed to be doing at this current time in my life and not putting too much pressure on myself, because I don't want to put unrealistic expectations on the time that I have, on the value that I have for my family, for my marriage, and for my friendships. So again, you can share with your friends, your family, your girlfriends. You can follow me on Instagram at GenevaJewel_, or you can go to www.GenevaJewel.com. Pick up the His Beloved devotional. It will help you. It's 65 days worth of morning declarations and a devotion for the day to have you thinking, you know, what should I be doing this day? Am I running my race the way that I'm supposed to? And when I say run, I don't mean run and make yourself rampant. What I'm saying is running and understanding, or walking and understanding, that God's grace is sufficient for wherever you are at this time, and He will help you move day by day. All right, it's your girl, Geneva Jewel. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday.